Title: USFWS proposes, again, to issue 30-year Eagle Act permits. Content: On May 6, 2016, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, published a proposed rule that would amend various aspects of its permitting program under the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, Eagle Act. As widely anticipated, the proposed rule seeks to extend the maximum permit term from 5 to 30 years, but it also creates more stringent conservation standards and more flexible mitigation requirements for permits. The comment period for the proposed rule ends on July 5, 2016. Along with the proposed rule, the service also released a status report, which showed increases in bald eagle populations but possible declines in golden eagle populations, and a draft programmatic environmental impact statement, DPEIS, which analyzed potential impacts of the proposed rule under NEPA and which the service intends to use as the basis for tiered, subsequent project-level review. Background: The Eagle Act was enacted in 1940 and prohibits the take of bald and golden eagles. Take is defined broadly to include activities that disturb eagles or impacts to their nests or eggs. In 2009, the service issued regulations authorizing issuance of two new permits under the Eagle Act, one for take, removal, relocation, or destruction of eagle nests in limited circumstances, and the second for non-purposeful take, disturbance, injury, or killing of eagles. Both permits had a maximum term of 5 years. On December 9, 2013, in part to facilitate development of wind energy projects, the service amended its regulations to extend the maximum term of non-purposeful take permits to 30 years for activities that could result in recurring take, such as operation of wind turbines. These permits were referred to as programmatic permits. Activities that would result in take only once were covered under its standard non-purposeful take permit, which was valid for a 5-year term. Programmatic permits required applicants to implement advanced conservation practices that utilized the best available techniques to reduce impacts to a level where remaining take was unavoidable. Standard permits required only that applicants reduce potential take to a level where it was practicably unavoidable. Conservation groups unhappy with the longer term of the programmatic permits challenged the 2013 rule, which was invalidated in 2015 by the U.S. South District Court for the Northern District of California. The court held that before extending the permit term to 30 years, the service should have prepared an environmental assessment, EA, or environmental impact statement, EIS. See Shearwater v. Ash, 2015 USDAST Lexus 106277, NDCal, August 11, 2015. Consequently, the maximum term of all Eagle Act permits reverted to 5 years. 30-year term for incidental take permits. The key revision contemplated in the proposed rule is the extension of the term of a permit issued under the Eagle Act to a maximum of 30 years. The service asserts that the existing 5-year term is unnecessarily burdensome for entities that participate in long-term activities that may incidentally take bald or golden eagles, and that such entities may be discouraged from even applying for an Eagle Act permit and, instead, risk violating the Act, according to the service. A longer permit term would encourage entities to apply for permits and allow the service to set and monitor conditions for the permit. This would also allow applicants to understand what measures they would need to undertake to maintain their coverage. However, the service also proposes to conduct periodic review of permits issued with the longer term to reassess fatality rates, effectiveness of measures to reduce take, the appropriate level of compensatory mitigation, and eagle population status. These evaluations, which would be carried out at least once every 5 years, would provide a basis for the service to require additional conservation measures if it found that eagles were not adequately protected. The new rule also proposes to consolidate the two current types of non-purposeful take permits, the programmatic, recurring take, permit and standard, one-time take, permit into one incidental take permit to avoid confusion and streamline the permitting process. The service also proposes to eliminate the requirement to implement advanced conservation practices that were required as part of the PR.